Hey, this is Aaron Hart with Love Stallion. Thanks for listening to Lou Dini Rock and Roll Circus.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Lou Dini Rock and Roll Circus. My name is Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Lou Dini, and today we are going to meet Aaron Hart of Love Stallion, a great rock and roll band. And those of you that follow me a little more closely are going to, when you hear what Aaron Hart and company do, you're going to know why I absolutely freaking love this band. These guys are right up my alley, and they're right up your alley. Just great rock and roll. Oh, it's so good to hear. So we're going to be enjoying the music of Love Stallion. We're going to meet Aaron Hart here in a minute. First of all, you're listening to Lou Dini Rock and Roll Circus. Our website is LouDiniRockandRollCircus.com. Please check back often, because the reason we want to do that is because there's tons of interviews like this with really cool artists. So, you know, those of you out there in the world who are going like, I can't find any good music, man, listen to Lou Dini Rock and Roll Circus. We're introducing you to new bands like weekly, some weeks almost daily. So we're putting it out there for you guys. There's a lot of cool stuff there. I'm going to encourage you right now that if you're listening and you like what you're hearing, to go ahead and share it, because this makes you part of the process of promoting the music and getting the bands out there. Also, we do a live show every Tuesday night on Rock Rage Radio Live on Facebook. Me and my co-host Lily V6 and Keith the Hawk Hawkins. We play a lot of great rock. We pick a cool topic. We have a lot of fun. We mix it up with you guys in the audience. So it's just a lot of cool stuff there at LouDiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Oh, and not to put it out there, there is merchandise too. So when you vote with your dollars, that really helps us as well too. So you can check that out at LouDiniRockAndRollCircus.com. As I was saying, we have Aaron Hart here with us with the band Love Stallion. And Aaron, we're just going to get into it. Aaron, welcome. How you doing?
Good, Lou. Thanks for having me.
Sure, buddy. So you're on the road right now. You're traveling somewhere?
Yeah, I got hung up. My brother just had a baby, so I was talking to him and thought I'd be home by time for the interview.
Okay, no problem. Well, congratulations for your brother. So where are you guys based out of?
Denver, Colorado.
All right. Is that a good rock and roll city?
Yeah. You know, I moved here almost 11 years ago when it was still the cow town, small city vibe, but it's grown so much the last 10 years. The rock scene's really, really picked up.
Cool, man. And you guys are, I was checking out your website. You guys are working with Kix and LA Guns. And well, how's that going?
Oh man, we've been, having a good time lately. We booked LA Guns in a couple weeks, December 3rd, and then we're actually opening up for Steel Panther in January.
Nice.
And then playing with Kix in April. So we're finally breaking out. People are getting to know us, and we're getting slots with a lot of those 80s style glam rock, heavy metal bands.
So why don't we take a little step back? We'll step into Mr. Peabody's Wayback Machine here. And why don't you tell us a little bit about your history, how you got started, why you're so passionate about music? How did it begin for you?
So for me, I grew up, my dad played music. He was always spinning vinyl. So, you know, my earliest memories are the fireplace was our little rock and roll stage with my younger brother rocking out to the Beach Boys, fun, 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 with our air guitars. I just always played, started on piano, picked up guitar, drums, the whole bit, and coffee shops that turned into bands and whatnot. But I met Creighton Huntley, or that's his stage name, Rob McElmore, who became my writing partner out here in Colorado. So we had played in some projects together, him and my pop rock band, and he had been a session musician out in Nashville, but had grown up in L.A. and you know, studied Van Halen and Pete Townsend and all that. So in 2013, we just kind of got together and were just hanging out, thinking about what would our dream band look like. We weren't feeling super inspired with the modern and the pop stuff we've been doing. So we just had a shared love for the 70s, 80s style arena rock, and thought we'd give it a go writing. Rob's just the riff master. And But yeah, that was end of 13. We didn't play a show till May of 15, and then, Queen talks about when they started, they just all wore black, and then they were all white, and then they started adding things. So, yeah, here we are over three and a half years later, and just keep adding and adding, and turned into the kind of the big show you see today, and just been kind of a really good organic growth. And trying to bring back that big stadium rock performance that we love so much from, you know, Def Leppard and Van Halen.
Cool. And that's exactly what you guys definitely deliver. It is definitely in that vein. I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and listen to Big Rock Radio. This is going to be the new single. We're going to talk about the music and everything a little bit more in depth here in a minute. But let's just go ahead because we're, you know, I think the rock fans out there are kind of like going like, you know, kind of salivating over like, what does this sound like? So you guys are going to love this. This is Big Rock Radio by Love Stallion on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
One, two, three, go!
Okay. The title of the song says it all. And is this kind of like your theme song? Like, you know, what's the sort of, go ahead and tell us about the sort of idea or the inspiration for this.
Yeah, so this was actually the first song we wrote and the first idea we had, because we wanted to bring back the, quote, big rock sound. That's what David Lee Roth called it. Kind of that heavy metal, but on top, you know, a lot of pop hooks and fun. Yeah. So, we actually, our working title originally called the band Big Rock Radio. And that definitely was the theme of the album, theme of the song, and band. So, yeah, that was, we actually sang the beginnings of that into a phone while we were at a concert together. We were actually at a Stadium Rock show's Muse in 13, and that's how we came up with that idea.
So is this a part? Is this a part of a like a full album, an EP? What do you guys have out?
So we released a full length album called Unforgettable Ride that came out June 2nd, and that's up, you know, everywhere on our website, lovesteinrocks.com, but Spotify and iTunes and everything else.
Who did you work with? Did you guys, is this self produced or did you guys work with somebody?
We did a little bit at home, but we actually worked with Steve Avidus at Colorado Sound out here, who's worked with, gosh, so many big names all the way back to Air Supply. He worked with Tony Bennett, NSYNC, just an absolutely awesome guy, great to work with, and a friend of my vocal coach, which is how we got connected.
Ah, the old vocal coach. Yeah, you don't sing this kind of music without a vocal coach.
Yeah, I had... when we decided to start the band, someone had given me Dr. Scott Martin's info previously, and I just was procrastinating. But once we wanted to sound like Sammy Hagar, I knew, you know, yeah. I knew I wouldn't last the show.
Yeah, absolutely. So why do you think that this music like grabs you so much and moves you so much? Because it is a little bit different than, you know, than what's out there for the most part.
Yeah, I mean, I've always loved rock and roll. I think so many people were raised on the classic rock sound, Kiss and Motley Crue and Poison, all those bands, maybe Poison at the tail end. But it's just, you know, it's about freedom. It's fun. It's rebellious, you know. And today's music is so, everyone can be critical of today's music, but very very streamlined. It's a lot of electronic. And so what we thought was missing and what we loved so much about music growing up was the live show and just real raw in your face guitars rather than just kind of a sequenced, you know, keyboard and some auto tune and that sort of thing. So, we definitely think there's always space for rock and roll and the pendulum's going to swing back. And people got, you know, they want something real again.
Yeah, I feel you on that for sure. So the album came out, and what does the next like maybe 6 to 12 months look like for you guys? What's coming up?
So we're releasing a music video for Big Rock Radio actually November 30th, Friday, and then we'll be in February end of January releasing a music video for Valentine in anticipation of Valentine's Day.
Okay.
So, having tons of fun with the music videos. We're doing some writing. We're hoping to do some small tours here next summer as we're working on the new album. But first things first, we want to definitely get the word out on what we just put out and get out there and see people.
What? I have not listened to the entire. I took a little peruse of the sound samples you have on there, but is there a power ballad?
Yeah. So Valentine is our, ballad. Albeit, yeah, it's not, a couple people on a couple reviews have said it wasn't, you know, as formulaic a ballad as they expected, but you know, we're not just trying to reboot and rehash. We, really drew from a lot of influences and wanted to be free with our writing. So, you know, you take a listen and you'll hear Stones, you'll hear Deep Purple, you'll hear Prince, Def Leppard, kind of the all of our favorites kind of mixed in there with our own and modern flavor.
Awesome. Awesome. And the shows are big and loud and bright.
we do the light show and the hazers, and we bring our sexy disco legs, which is just like a big disco ball, but it's legs.
Sweet.
And we just have a ton of fun and love gauging with the fans, and they love it too. It's a blast.
Awesome. So why don't you go ahead and plug like your website and social media and let everybody know where they can keep up with you guys.
Yeah, tons going on. Best place is our website, lovestallionrocks.com, and then facebook.com/lovestallion. And if you just Google Love Stallion, you'll easy to find us. We're a big pink heart with a horse in the middle.
Can't miss it.
Can't miss it.
Can't miss it. Okay. Aaron, thanks a lot, man. You got a minute to hang out? I need to do a little business with you after we wrap up. You got a minute?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. Hey, guys, that is Aaron Hart of Love Stallion, and their website is lovestallionrocks.com, and all the jumping-off points are there. There's the Facebook and the Twitter and all that. Please check out their YouTube channel, because these guys just love video. Their music just cries out for video, and they've got a great video for the song Slow Release out right now that you guys can enjoy. So make sure you check all that out. Go to lovestallionrocks.com. You've been listening to Lou Dini Rock and Roll Circus. If you're listening on iTunes or Podbean or Player FM or something, and you haven't hit the share button yet, hit the freaking share button. Okay, this is like this is what it's all about, man. It's great guitar driven rock, and we know, you guys know that I'm all about that, and that's what you're all about. So here's a band that is really doing it in an awesome big way that we love. So go ahead and share the podcast around, let your friends know, because chances are, if you're digging it, the people that you hang out with and follow you on social media, they're going to dig it too. So make sure that you hit that share button if you haven't done it already. Our website, one more time, is LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. If you are somebody who would like to be a part of a really cool community of people that love great guitar-driven rock, we have our Inner Circle group. This gives you access to exclusive music, exclusive video, and it gets you in on some podcast planning sessions, and you get to hang out with us a little bit behind the scenes and stuff. And you can do that at LouLombardiMusic.com/InnerCircle, LouLombardiMusic.com/InnerCircle, and you can check that out there. Guys, it was really fun. I love Love Stallion. I think it's a kick-ass band. Aaron's very gracious to take time out of his big rock star lifestyle and talk to us for a little bit today. So we do appreciate that. And guys, just keep it real. Hit that share button, and we'll catch you guys all on the next Lou Dini Rock and Roll Circus.